So before we dive into the game today, well, let's start with a bit of a recap of what's been going on since you arrived at Peltavaria, looking for Anima's family.
Oh boy, it has been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got off, we were told, have fun, don't make trouble, and then we made trouble.
Within the first, 10 minutes of being off the ship, yes. Stavios accidentally got y'all roped into something that ended up being almost an attempted hijacking by a bunch of Corpo spies of the Hyperlance.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff that happened. You killed several bad guys.
Yeah.
Yep. There were two bad guys that were killed remotely.
Stavios made a new old friend. And hopefully that doesn't come bite us in the ass at any point.
Yeah, you still don't know if they were aware at the end of that about what happened.
Yeah, Shan has now given you a loose end to tug on.
Shan has given me a few loose ends to tug on. It's great. I love loose ends. But there was also a moment when Bell's contact that he reached out to informed him that they have found him, so he had to go into hiding to go and deal with this mysterious problem that you guys know nothing about, but our listeners may know might be connected to the Shadow Technocracy, which is ominous. But you were able to get on the Hyperlance, get the Hyperlance away, and started going to Pelsaros through the Rift. Very much unplanned departure. There was, the second-in-command, one of the engineers, and a security officer on deck, as well as unbeknownst to you, an unrelated security person who was double-checking something and hadn't told anyone that they were on the ship, because they were just popping on for a second to do something. And you left through the Rift outside of the normal schedule and ran into some weird things, including, to everyone's surprise, one of Anima's dads, Otis, played by our lovely friend. Are you still there, Avery?
Yes, I'm still here. Sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
I went to hit the unmute button and I hit the disconnect button like a very smart person, so, you know.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So my constant anxiety of something that I will do. So yeah. They ran into, to everyone's surprise, Otis, played by our lovely friend Avery.
Yeah. With dad jokes galore.
Avery and their book of dad jokes.
Yep.
Yes.
Which they will probably be able to use this time as well.
Yeah, so there was a fair amount of fighting, creepy shadow things, some heartfelt reunions as Anima was not fully prepared for this, and Otis had no idea of anything Anima's been through the past couple of years.
And was not happy about it.
Yeah, it isn't trying to subtly ask Rout what he knows about stuff related to this, and Rout missed the first couple of question marks, but got the last one of why are you asking about this? Because I think you were asking about, memory modification or restoring stolen memories.
That time, yeah. Yep.
That one raised a couple of questions that have not been answered, but after escaping a potentially very harrowing situation, you made it to Pelsaros, where you have been awaiting for a couple of days. So the Opal Star arrived probably a couple of hours after the Hyperlance did. The Pioneer is taking the long route, along with several of the other security forces and other groups that were supposed to be on the Hyperlance. So, got a couple of days of extra unexpected shore leave. The companies behind the Hyperlance were very grateful for your help, even though they're not sure how you got involved, but Rona helped vouch for you, so y'all got, a decently nice place to stay while you waited for your ride to come.
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
I will say we also are not sure how we got involved with this. It just kind of happened.
Honestly. Yeah, it did.
It happened because someone rode the vibe of Stavias was thinking about something that would get them in trouble.
Yeah.
When Spectra realizes what happened, she's like, you can stay here for a few days and you can get a chance to talk to your family and then we can go. Because she explains that, so Malachi and his company, that I've already forgotten their name, they were able to confirm with Nova Station that that they did indeed find the basilisk. So now they're working on transporting that and some of the other things that were happening that they found to one of the Nova Station outposts that is equipped to take it and start gathering more information. Malachi brought Spectra in on that conversation to kind of help negotiate how they were going to do it. And they've requested that the Opal Star be part of sort of the security detail around the Goliath. Because the Goliath is going to be transporting the basilisk. Because you were part of the group that found it, and because Spectre knows that we need to have a conversation with someone at Nova Station. So she's arranged to get a sit down with someone who, if they can't answer all the questions, at least start getting answers. So the Goliath will be arriving probably like a day or so after the Pioneer does. It's kind of like in sort of the convoy that's going on of like additional security.
So it's basically like a long line of ships.
Yes, and just like some of the bigger ships have smaller like security ships and shuttles traveling around in shifts. The Goliath has a lot of little, small, like, short-term space frame shuttles that they've added to sort of that security net that's going on.
Okay.
Which, you know, working in shifts.
Yeah.
Making the best of what they've got, because they're just rolling with what they have. Probably called in, you know, a couple other friends who have smaller security ships. But we are taking a step away from that story for a little bit today to meet Anima's family. So, question for Otis. Have you told anyone on the Pioneer yet that you're with Anima? Or are you? Is it just going to be your take her to the Pioneer and surprise, look who I found?
I believe when I brought that up to Anima, it was going to be her choice. And tell them on her timeline. So, I was not going to say anything directly. Which was why I couldn't tell Route why I was asking the questions I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think my only response to Otis telling me it was my decision was a lot of internal screaming.
Which is fair.
So.
So is Anima the one who suggests going to see everybody? Because I feel like Spectra encourages and gives space, but doesn't, like, do the, you need to go talk to them, just, this is a chance. And who knows what we're going to get sucked into next time we go literally anywhere. You have time. It's a good time to take it. And then she'll just leave that be and go make sure Tali's not getting into anything. Lex has disappeared off the ship and is doing some shopping. Because he needs to get replacement parts.
Oh,
lots,
yeah,
of very
for Alfred.
Specific replacement parts, yes.
Yes, Alfred.
Oh, our little friend. Oh, I forgot about our little friend. Yeah, no, well, this is definitely going to happen, so.
Otis knows where it's docked.
Yep. So, I want to be a little bit gremlin-y? Do I want to be mischievous? Do I want to be a miscreant? Is the question.
I mean, when in doubt, yes, because that's more fun. But
would Anima do it? Is another
question. Yeah, is the question.
It's with your family.
Yeah. That's the thing. So, Otis, you said it was my choice if you told them?
Of course.
Give them a hint. Like, hey, headed back. Found a friend on the way. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, I can do that. That's fine.
Surprise, but a small surprise.
Yeah.
Not a surprise that Otis brought someone, just a surprise of who they brought.
Yeah. I'll shoot a text to Route and just say, heading your way, plan to give you all the details of my really fun impromptu adventure. By the way, ran into somebody who I think you'll all be really excited to see.
Responses. Sounds good, dear. Look forward to seeing you. Does this have anything to do with all the weird questions you've been asking?
Sends a smiley face.
Yeah, I was expecting a response in emojis, yeah.
just sends back a silly face emoji. And you make your way over to the Pioneer. And for this bit, we're going to be pulling some from a game that is called Love Will Still Remain. Part of the description of the game is we're chained, and when everything changes, our love will stay the same. We're chained, and when everything else goes away, our love will still remain. So it's about the bonds that you form with people throughout life, about love, loss, change, and connection. And it's cute, sweet. We're following some of the rules because it's a bit of a different setup and situation, because like, we know how people are connected. We will be playing members of Anima's family. It's going to be taking place on board the Pioneer. So there's one thing for character introductions, but we'll introduce our characters as Anima runs into them aboard the Pioneer. But I'm kind of curious, what do y'all think the Pioneer looks like?
So I've always imagined the Pioneer similar, sort of. I kind of imagined it like Serenity from Firefly. That's always been kind of the vision in my head. Not fancy, not top of the line, but solid and will get you where you need to go.
Sounds right, and it doesn't have to require a large crew, doesn't have room for a large crew. But it's just big enough to where there's enough space for everyone that you don't drive each other insane. Anima and Otis, you are approaching the Pioneer. And Anima, how does it feel? What's going through your head as you approach this ship that you've called home for so long, but you haven't seen it in years?
I would say it's kind of a weird mix of things. You know the feeling of when you, like, come home from college for, like, a break, and it's the same place and it's familiar, but it's not really where you've been existing. It's not, I'm gonna say it's not home, because it's still sort of home. You still kind of call it home, but the vibes are different. Does that make sense?
It's not your only home now.
Yeah. So it's a weird mix of, like, resolution is all I can think of a homesickness you weren't quite aware of, and a sort of nostalgia.
Yeah. And maybe a little nervousness, because is this the same place that you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And Otis, is there anything going through your mind as you approach the ship with Anima, someone you haven't seen in 4 years?
Yeah, I think Otis has, like, some cautious optimism about this. On one hand, he recognizes that Anima has a place with this new group of people, you know, and for the time being, that's probably where she's going to stay. But the optimism and hopefulness is that now that they're reconnected, the family is more whole than it was. Because even though ostensibly they thought that Anima was safe and just on a job, there's still that feeling of absence whenever a family member is away for an extended period of time. And when they return, you know, there's obviously just a more whole feeling amongst the whole family. So I think that's kind of the feeling. That and the anticipation of seeing Rout's face is priceless.
Yeah. And I will say, Liberty is currently away on a job. She's been on this job for a couple of months. She and one of the members of... I did come up with the name for the research group that Dottie works with and that your family has been working with as core security. Their group is called Enigma Horizon, Solving the Mysteries of the Future. It's kind of cheesy, but Liberty and one of their more technically inclined people, Alara, who's also Eldori. So you've been clued in on this, but it's kind of a don't tell everyone about it. They were invited to be part of an effort to share information and technology between the Lurindi Imperium and the Alliance, because for a long time, the Lurindi Imperium offshoot of Eldori was very separate, and they developed very separately, but there have been negotiations going on for a long time to arrange, you know, an alliance and sharing of information. So part of that effort now is currently including, like, developing better understandings of how technology works on both sides and finding ways to see if that technology is compatible. And Liberty and Alara are both part of that because they both speak Eldori very well and can translate for other people who maybe don't speak it as well. And Alara is very technologically inclined, and Liberty is just very friendly towards everybody. Borderline comes across like she's flirting, even though she's not. So they're off doing that, but she calls back home, if not once a day, once every couple of days, and is like constant regular contact. She's away on a job. She's good, though.
Mm-hmm. As we're approaching, I'm going to lean down to, or lean over to Anima and just be like, so when we get there, should I open with a joke or let you kind of start things?
Oh, definitely open with the joke. Always. I don't think I could stop you if I wanted to.
I don't know, which do you think? Do you think you run into Wendell first or Rout or both of them?
Well, we did send a warning.
Are we finding them, like, in the docking bay or, like, on their ship?
True, you did send a heads up. So I guess they're both waiting for you. And for this game, I'm going to be playing narrator and Rout, who is the captain of the ship and head of the family and is the dad that doesn't do the dad jokes. Otis makes up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Alexis, tell us a little bit about who you're going to be playing.
I'm going to play Wendell. They had a Valna donor, or Valna, sorry. They had a Valna donor. And so that has translated into a tail, claws, and cat eyes instead of the normal Ashen Forged eyes.
Sometimes a little bit more of a donor peeks through than just the hair color.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Valna volunteer to be donors, and it kind of manifests a little different for different people, but yeah. Is Wendell the younger brother, or is Wendell an older brother?
That's a good question. I really don't know. Anima, do you have any thoughts?
Oh, gosh. No. That I did not think about when I was coming up with these characters at, like, 11 o'clock at night.
We could just do a dice roll, I guess. Odds for older. And I got an 11. So, Wendell is the older brother.
Okay.
I haven't seen her in 4 years.
Yeah.
As far as you knew, she was on a job and everything was fine. Didn't expect when Otis said that they were coming back with a guest that it was going to be her little sister.
Yeah. So, I think... he can kind of be reserved at times. You can actually tell more about his mood from, I think, his tail rather than his expression, which can be annoying to him. So he is walking, maybe chatting with Rout, and then sees Anima and is like, his tail like immediately sort of perks up into this sort of, what you recognize like as a happy, hi friend.
Starts doing happy wiggle.
Yes, is doing happy motion, happy wiggles. Anima, it's been years. How are you? How did the mission go? We haven't heard that you were back, but... goes to her, not like running, but just sort of friendly. He's always really touchy-feely, though.
Rout hangs back a little bit to let Wendell get their greeting in first, but... looks absolutely delighted and a little surprised and is looking questioningly at his partner of what's going on.
Yeah, how would we address Otis, actually? Like, or how would Wendell, like, did they have, like, just Otis or, like, family?
Otis
like,
or Pop? Dad? Or,
yeah, Dad. Pop. Not that.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. Dad is fine.
Actually, I feel like Rout is dad, Otis is other dad.
Other dad? Other dad? Yeah.
Other dad, why didn't you tell us that our sister was back? I mean, it's a wonderful surprise, but...
You know, sometimes the best surprises are... Or the best gifts are surprises, you know?
And how did you two run into each other?
Oh, boy.
Oh, come here. Come, let's sit down and get acquainted. We don't all have to stand here in the airlock. Rout gestures for you to come into the little... I'm guessing, like, it's a smaller mess hall, not as fancy, but feels like home. Kitchen is actually set up pretty similar to the way it is in the Opal Star, which is why that always felt comfortable to you.
Yeah. And here's there are no cleaning bots to get jealous.
Yeah.
Nope. And there's no Sergeant Stabby, so it's a little safer to walk around.
Oh yeah, I forgot we included Sergeant Stabby.
We did.
That was a while back. They haven't been particularly noteworthy in a while.
Plot relevant. It's just been funny.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Sorry, Sergeant. Yeah. So, I guess I have a story to tell, but before I start it, I need you all to promise me that no matter what I say, and no matter how much you want to, you won't get involved on your own. It's probably too much to ask for you to not get involved at all. So I'm going to caveat and say, do not get involved in this on your own.
We won't, kid. Just tell us what happened.
So I left for the mission with Dottie. And that... is where my memories as Anima end. Or as the Anima that I was before, I guess is the way to phrase that.
Thanks, and so one of the things you can talk about in Love Will Still Remain is change. How do you handle the changes life brings? Were they voluntary or inevitable? You had to start over completely in one way or another.
Whoa. That is...
I'm like, all of these fit.
Oh my god, Love Will Still Remain is the story of Anima's life. This part, number 4. Okay. I really haven't read through it super.
We aren't super actually playing this appropriately. I do want to like actually play this at some point because it is a lovely little game, but it has some really good prompts. So
yeah,
I guess maybe Rad asks. So you lost your memories?
Yeah, I could only remember my name, the name I chose for myself. But I wasn't allowed to call myself that. When I woke up for the first time after my memories end, I was given a number to be identified by and told to follow. And I couldn't remember anything else, so I assumed that this was normal and didn't correct them.
Yeah, that voice echoing in your mind, don't let them find you.
From that point, I was conscripted as one of the Federation's Ashen Guard. The Ashen Guard in this place, it's called the Federation. It's outside of Alliance space. And non-human people are not treated well. But their Ashen Guard are particularly different from us. They look like us in a way. Large, gray skin, things like that. The base characteristics are the same, but it's like someone took the Ashen Forged and made a bad copy and then continued to make bad copies based off the bad copy. They're much more uniform. They don't appear to be fully sentient in the same way that we are. They're like mobile dolls, almost. And for 4 years, that's how I had to act. I had to pretend to be like that because I didn't want to know what would happen to me if they thought that I was somehow faulty from what they expected me to be. Because I don't think it would have been anything good.
How did you survive that? How did you keep your sanity, keep yourself? Looking at part 7, respite, where do you go to rest? What form does your rest take? Although chaos raged around you, you found a moment's peace. So what kept Anima sane from losing herself in all of this?
I don't know, really. It was everything I knew, so I thought that the others were just pretending too for a long time. But I started noticing that even during the rest periods that we were given, because even if they weren't cognizant, they were still biological beings who had to rest. It's not like they would, when just amongst themselves, would break or start, you know, chatting or anything like that. They would head to their bunk, lay down, rest, and get back up and report for duty. So I guess I just followed along. One time, I tried to strike up a conversation on my own with one of them, and they turned and they looked at me, but there was nothing actually listening or processing what I was saying. And that's when I realized, oh, I'm different. This isn't exactly an answer to your question, but the answer is I really don't know. It's not a good answer. And maybe somewhere deep down I knew I had something to go back to, but I didn't feel like I did. It's a good question, and I don't have a very good answer.
I mean, you only know what you know.
Wendell, who's been kind of silent throughout this part, though you can see his tail go from being happy to confused to concerned and maybe even a little scared almost. I understand if you don't want to dwell on it, but how did you get out of that? It sounds like, I mean, that was a really bad situation. How?
So, at the end of my time in the Federation, I was sent on a mission with
a bunch of weirdos. You met a bunch of weirdos.
My story. With several other individuals. A captain who, despite having all of the skills, was not advancing up the ranks. How do I describe Vi?
The eternal question.
She's a jeweler who's good at fighting?
Yeah, sort of. Why they brought her, no one knows, but... Yeah.
She's a problem, and it was a convenient way to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was... I guess you would call Vi an intelligence officer? Sort of. And a singer who was the daughter of a high-ranking member of their government. Of one of their governmental bodies. The only connection between all of us is that none of us were human. And we were sent on a mission to... What the fuck were we sent out to? I don't remember.
Pick up a package, I think, basically.
Pick up, you were supposed to pick up a package.
Yeah.
It was literally the most vague, sketchy mission ever. You're sent to pick up a package, you didn't know what it was or where it was, and then you would be told where to deliver it later.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, no, okay. I remember. We were instructed to go pick up a package. And that was it. That was the full extent of the instructions. Pick up a package. So we got to where we were supposed to go. And the package had already been stolen by someone else. We followed them. We took it back, and...
That's when it got complicated.
That's when things exploded. Literally.
What? Did the package explode, or...?
No, the ship we were sent on was set to detonate. Fortunately, I guess, depending on who you ask. The captain was actually a Spectra of the Opal Star in disguise, and the Opal Star had been following us, so it picked us up and took us back to Alliance space.
You're telling me you were in the nightmare part of space, and you ran into a Lamorelli of all people.
Yeah.
Damn, you're lucky.
I guess so. Both directions of luck. Good and bad. I guess.
And where was Dottie in all of this?
I don't know. I haven't been able to contact her. I haven't been able to find any information on what she's been doing or where she is. I don't know if she was sent over to the Federation as well, which would be awful, because the Violina, who I was with, was also Eldorian. She shared a bit, and they were treated very poorly as well. She also said, like I said, she had a fairly extensive intelligence network there, that she didn't know of anyone coming in by that name. So... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Dottie.
I'll tell the Enigmas to start looking. Maybe they can find something. So, Route sends a message to the Enigmas. which is the affectionate nickname for Enigma Horizon, which the name of their ship is the Enigma Machine. Because someone on that crew is just a history nerd. You can't have a bunch of nerds on there without having a history nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have a feeling you're going to ask me a lot of questions where the answer will be a big ol' shrug. But feel free to continue, I guess.
Rout looks at you and says, so how long have you been back?
Like, 3 months?
So, I mean, I know we weren't exactly, you know, out looking for you or anything, but why didn't you reach out sooner? Or reach out at all, I guess.
Because I didn't remember any of you until about 3 days ago.
There's also the fact that you don't remember how to get into that account with the information. You don't know how to log into that SIM account.
Oh, your old SIM account? Yeah.
Yeah, they just made you a new one.
Yeah, I also didn't have anybody's contact information because my old SIM account's inaccessible. So, but the bigger reason is, yeah, I just didn't have any memories of it. And then we found the basilisk, and what was it that triggered? Was there another No. Farida sent me a message and was like, hey, are these people you know? They said their name was Marvala. And it all suddenly clicked back into place.
I'm wondering, which one of your family members is the Farida fangirl? I feel like the answer's probably Liberty.
Probably.
But that means we've all had to listen to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think Wendell would pipe up and go, Farida, that's the same... No, I don't think it's the same person, but they have the same name as the singer?
Oh, yeah. No, it is the singer. Remember I said there was a singer? Yeah, that's the singer.
Wait a minute. The person who was with you in Federation space is also the superstar here in the Alliance, of which there have been multiple albums and concerts and... What?
Oh yeah, she was unaware of that.
How? Montage through you explaining Sandro.
Yeah, just
yes.
Montage.
So, have you ever heard of Sandro on...
Officially, he is a used shuttle salesman. Not many people know about his, like, underworld dealings unless they're part of the underworld. I don't think anyone in your family knows about Sandro Westman.
Oh, Almari.
Almari, yeah.
There was a mob boss that just really liked your stuff.
Yeah, so there was a mob boss that really, you know, liked her stuff, so started putting out music under her name, her music under her name on albums, and it got super popular. And that's why she's not traveling with us anymore, is because now that's the thing that she's doing.
Oh, I can just hear Liberty now.
Ta-da!
I can hear the screaming. No. Softly covers their ears.
She's gonna demand you get an autograph for her, right?
At least.
I could get her a phone call. Like, why stop at an autograph? But, no. She won't if you don't tell her.
Do you not want us to tell her and the rest of the clan, or? Well, that you're here, I mean.
Oh, that's...
I know we're not playing as Virginesis, but roll me wisdom.
Me?
Yes.
Roll me a dice. You're the dice roller. You take too frickin' long. 15.
When Wendell mentions, like, telling the rest of the clan that you're back, you just hear that voice echo in your head. Don't let them find you.
them. What the hell does that mean? Don't let them find you.
You all right, kid?
I think at that groan, Wendell sort of pops up real quick, and he finds a snack that you both enjoyed and just sort of quietly pushes it towards you.
I keep having flashes of instructions, memories, I don't know. Just don't let them find you. Who is them? I don't know. Why are they not supposed to find me? Good question.
So maybe don't tell the rest of the clan you're here then.
Who's to say who's the them? I don't know. I guess not. I don't know.
We can keep it in-house, though probably the Enigmas will find out one way or another. Just, they know how to keep secrets. It's literally their job sometimes.
Otis is going to chime in and just say, so I guess I'll just ask the question I think everyone is kind of wondering is, where do we go from here? Are you coming home? Are you staying out there for a while? Or should we come with you?
So, not that long ago, like really not that long ago, like a week at most, we found a legend on an abandoned planet. We found the Basilisk.
Which everyone's heard that story. The Basilisk is kind of like Titanic level infamous.
Okay, someone's...
Yeah.
Yes, it's real. Yes, it existed. And yes, it has been found. And it's been verified. So we have a meeting set up with Nova Station.
The people you were working for when you disappeared.
Yep. And Spectra thinks that she can get us a meeting with someone who could have answers. So that's good, but right now I feel like the Opal Star is where I need to be. And I found you now, and I can stay in contact now. But I don't think I'm coming back to the Pioneer immediately.
I mean, if you're gonna leave us for another ship, I guess the Opal Star's a good one to choose. Routh says, like, fake dramatically. Doesn't do the dad jokes, doesn't mean he's not dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Also, here, give me your sim, we'll see if I can get your accounts merged, maybe.
Mm.
Or at least give you our information. Takes the sim unit and starts doing something with it, quickly becoming engrossed.
I know you said you're going to contact us more often. Well, you couldn't really with the job and then with everything at the Federation, you said? That's a odd name, but okay. Please keep in contact. We didn't know that there was a problem, and I get that you may not always have enough warning to let us know if something bad is going on, but please try to make sure, like, let us know that you're okay. Or not okay. We can just, that you're... You see, sort of, Wendell sort of pauses for a minute. We didn't even know we had lost you, and we did. So, I think I can speak for everyone here, and he sort of looks at Otis and Rout. It's just, I don't think we want to lose you again. Or we don't. We don't want to lose you again.
Rout is plugging multiple reminders into your sim to call your dad.
Call your dads.
Call your dads. Or text your dads.
No, it's call your dads.
Yeah.
It's something you could easily, like, move around, which is like at like a little emergency location thing. So if you ever like need a pickup, you can also contact the Pioneer.
Is your meeting with Nova Station something that we can help you with? You know, provide backup or watch safely from a distance, like a couple of mother hens?
I mean, I could talk to Spectra and see what she thinks, but I don't know that they would
let that many people into a meeting.
Yeah, they're a little bit...
You got the feeling it took some negotiating and some string pulling on behalf of both Spectra and Malachi to get that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Otis, do you have anything you want to say to that?
I think Otis just kind of nods and kind of accepting that, like, okay, this is probably something that we can't interfere with or insert ourselves into, and just says, don't bother asking. It's okay. As long as you think you'll be safe and won't need us close by. But like Wendell said, we don't want to lose you again. Especially knowing that we lost you already.
Well, I can say with utmost certainty that my new Eldori friend Vilena would probably stab anyone who tried. So...
Would definitely stab anyone who tried.
I'm gonna say probably. Yeah. I don't want them thinking I'm with a dangerous individual, no matter if I am or not.
I mean, Otis is madder.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. At this point, Route pipes up. Yeah, I don't intend on losing you again. I hope you don't mind. I put one of those little Find My Kid apps. You can turn it off if you wish, but... Slides your sending it back to you, and there is like a little family locator app, but it's very secure and it's an opt-in sort of thing. Or like they can ping your location, or you can send an alert ping, and you see there's something in the background that says account merge in progress. It'll take a couple of hours, but he found a way to merge your current and previous sim accounts, so.
Nice.
I also just put her information direct into your contacts, but this should help fill in the rest of anything I didn't know about. And how long before you have to leave?
Until the Goliath with a G gets here, which should take about a day.
We got time. We want to do movie night, or... maybe introduce us to the new crew you're traveling with?
Yeah.
So is the movie night on the Pioneer or the Opal Star?
I don't know.
I feel like it would make sense to have a movie night here and then maybe, like, meet everyone for lunch tomorrow. Just, like, enjoy time with your family tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe spend the night on the Pioneer. So is there anything else anyone wants to talk about, or are we just gonna... fade down on everyone just kind of in a pile in the much smaller entertainment area, which it's still pretty nice, like little entertainment game room, but it's a lot smaller, nowhere near as decked out as the Opal Stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Otis leans over to Anima and says, hey, I thought of another joke. How do Valna send their letters? Using fur class mail.
You just hear Route from the other side of the ship.
Yeah, Wendell being like, Dad, why?
Father, must you?
Route turns to Wendell and says, it's nothing personal.
You do remember I have claws, right?
Just gives you a big shit-eating grin.
And then Route comes up, claps you on the shoulder. No, darling, what did I say about teasing the kids?
Don't do it too much.
At least not unless I'm around. And then it just gets worse.
Yeah. Fades out on even worse jokes and pranks. Montage.
You get to spend some time, but then finally it's time to say your goodbyes. As the Opal Star's getting ready to leave again. And it's a lot harder than the last time you had to say goodbye to them.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you know you'll be able to get in touch with them pretty easily. So what's going through Anva's mind as she gets ready to say goodbye?
Oh boy. I don't even know.
Guessing you've had a chance to pack up some stuff that you had left in your old room.
Yeah. I give Rout a hug and go. I promise I will call if I have to break curfew again.
Rumples are here. Yeah, you better, kid. Be careful out there. A lot of weird, strange stuff.
Don't do that. You're gonna mess up braid.
Yeah, you can fix it. But he does stop.
Yeah, but then I'd have to take it all out and redo it. It's...
Yeah. Seriously. Take care of yourself, and if you need anything at all, let us know. May not be able to do much, but we can try. Plus, we have the Enigmas. You can put them to just about anything, and they will solve it within a week. Even if they probably shouldn't and don't sleep the whole time.
Yeah, that's a little inevitable. But, promise.
And you know I'm proud of you, right?
Yeah, but it's nice to hear you say it.
You've made it through stuff that would give even me nightmares. And you're still here.
Yep.
Already making history. I look forward to seeing what you do next. Just try not to get in too much trouble next time.
I guarantee nothing. We got involved in a heist on accident. I promise nothing.
You've made some really interesting friends, haven't you?
Look, Stavios is a good person, but they are a problem child.
At least you only have one problem child, right?
Oh yeah, Stabby McStabberson? You sure about that?
Oh, that was Wendell talking, but yeah.
That was Wendell.
Yeah.
That was in character.
I know it was in character. It's just like the irony.
Yes. That's why I said it. Never mind. those noises, Wendell's like, I see. Never mind.
I
wish you luck.
I appreciate it.
Otis comes up, gives you a hug, and just says, I have never been so glad to have accidentally been on a ship when it takes off.
Buddy system. This is why. But I'm glad you were there too.
It was definitely not the first time Otis did that.
Probably not, no.
There's probably also been a couple times where you thought Otis was in a certain room, but they had stepped off for a couple minutes before you left. It's like,
oh no.
Hang on, gotta go back, pick up my idiot. Yeah.
If you forget to call, I'm gonna text you a bunch of really bad jokes that I've got saved up. Like, really bad.
You'll do that anyway.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's... At least it sounds kind of threatening, you know?
It's not a threat if you're going to do it anyway.
No, it's a promise.
They're just gonna be worse. Dad jokes.
Just increased frequency.
Hourly instead of daily.
Gives you a hug, turns serious, and is just like, be safe out there, okay?
I will.
Head back to the Opal Star, ready to go on your next adventure. And any final thoughts as you look back at the Pioneer? As the Opal Star pulls out of the dock and heads off to join the Goliath?
As we are taking off, I pull up Wendell's contact information and I text them, what does a baby computer call its father? data.
You almost hear it. Wendell sigh.
You have been listening to Aboard the Opal Star, an Esper Genesis 5e actual play podcast DM'd and produced by Brianna Jean as part of Pseudonym Social, a creative podcast network changing reality one story at a time. Violina is played by Alexis Workman. Anima is played by Casey Glover. Stavios is played by Shan Smith. And the theme music, as always, is by Patrick Chester of Chester Studios. If you don't want to wait to see what happens next, you can get early access to our episodes over at patreon.com/pseudonymsocial. If you like our show, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcasting app so people can know where to find us. We couldn't do this without your help. To get more information on this or any of our other shows, check out our website at pseudonymsocial.com.